We are on Daf Chavov Amad Aleph. We hear in the Mishnah, V'sha'ein lahem achayis ein niknin elo b'meshiche. So the Gemara asks, Minala, how do we know kinyin meshiche? V'chsivich yisimkiru memkal amisecha oikonoi miyad amisecha novo hanikne miyad liyad. So the Ran explains this to Rosh, that Yad means Rishus, means Mokim, Bikach Kol Arzai Miyodoi. So the Pasuk tells us that the Kinyan comes about that we're taking out from Rishus Moicher into Rishus Lekeach. This is Kinyan Meshiche. So the Gemara asks, that's very good according to Reish Lakish that holds Min HaTeire Meshiches Kaine. But according to Rabbi Yochanan that holds Mois Kaines, Ma Yikol HaMeima. So what's pshat in the Mishnah that the Mishnah says, Shein Lamachais Ein Niknin Elo B'Meshiche. So the Gemara answers, Tano tekanta de rabbonon ketoni. The Tana is telling us, atakana de rabbonon, that means, mi de rabbonon. Halacha is that metaltalam are einei niknin elo b'meshich. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, miyad liyad, dahaino meshich. Rav Yechanan da Omar bePerik Azov Devar Teire Mois Koines. So now Rashi wants to give a Mekayer for Rav Yechanan. The Gemara doesn't tell us a Mekayer, so Rashi gives us a Mekayer. Kida Ashkechon Gabi Hegdish VeNosan HaKesef VeKomloi. Nachsamer the Hamakne says, or this pasuk is speaking about Karke of Pidyon Karke MeHegdish. But the pasuk also speaks about a pidyon of a behemoth tmeya from Hegdish. Also seems it goes with the same oifen. So there we have already a kinyan metaltalim, and we learn out hedyet from Hegdish. Tachsach Mertesis and Becheiris wants to say that Reish Lakish holds that Hegdish is not a hoichoche. Kinyan Hegdish is not a Yechocha and Kinyan Hedyet, because Kinyan Hegdish, it's not Shayach Meshiche. Meshiche isn't Shayach, because Kol Hecha De Isa Begaza De Rachmone Isa. So Kinyan Meshiche is not applicable by Kinyan Meshiche is not applicable by Hegdish. So therefore, there's Kinyan Kesef. But by Hedyet, the appropriate Kinyan is Kinyan Meshiche. That is how Reish Lakish learns. But Al Koponim, Rashi explains Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan derives from Pidyon Hegdish that one can acquire Metaltalim with Kinyan Kesef. So Rashi says, Amalach, Masnisen, Leitikshali. So Rabbi Yochanan says, even though I hold Mina Teire, Mois Koines, the Takante, the Rabbanon, Ktoni, Tane, the Masnisen. That's what it says in the Mishnah, that only Meshiche is Koine by Metaltalim. Sha'otro Chachamim Kinyin Mois. Chachamim Ra'oike Kinyin Mois. Ba'amru lai tikna ela meshiche, gzeire shema yoyim aloi nisrefu chitecha ba'aliyin. So Rabbi Yochanan holds, I mean, a Torah Mois is koines, but Chazal were afraid if a person will purchase metaltalim, Shimon will purchase metaltalim from Reuven, and these metaltalim will be birshus Reuven, so min a Torah Mois koines, so it belongs to Shimon. Then, if some reason a fire will occur, the beisoy shall Reuven, So Reuven will not at all bother himself to rescue the metaltalim that Shimon had acquired already. He'll be busy rescuing his own metaltalim, but Shimon's metaltalim, that's his already. Why do they have to bother and rescue Shimon's metaltalim? So therefore, Chazal, in order to avoid such a calamity for Shimon, so Chazal said, I got news for you, Rabbi Reuven, Mois is not kain anymore. It's your tefuah. If it's burning, it's yours. Oh, it's mine. So then all of a sudden, he'll look at it with a different perspective and he'll make sure that that will be nitzel. Now, I'd just like to mention from the Rehitas Loshen of Rashi, it would seem, Okru Chachomim Kinyin Hamoy. So the Rehitas Loshen Rashi would seem, Mois are not kain, period. Not pshat is that Chazal said that the lekech could be choizer, and that will give the moicher an incentive to rescue it. But it seems from the lashon of Rashi that at the present time there's no kinyan kesef whatsoever. Mois einam koinais. So memele, so the mishnas, and it would seem the pashtis would be very good. I mean, pshat and the mishnah, according to Rav Yochanan, is the same that it is according to Resh Lakish. Just as according to Resh Lakish, pshat is that she'en lam v'chayis ein niknen elo b'mishiche, that's the way you acquire metaltalim, only through mishiche. So that's pshat according to Rav Yochanan also. Even though min ha'Torah one can acquire with kesef, but chazal v'oike kinyan kesef, and now you only can acquire it through Meshicha. That's the Pashtus Hadvar. Zakti Gemara Vaita, Nechosim She'ein Lamachayis, Nikdimim Nechosim She'yesh Lamachayis, Bekesef U'Bishtar U'Bechazok. Now the Mishnah tells us about Kinyan Agav, that one could acquire Metaltalim if he makes it, if there is a sale or matone of karke plus metaltalim, so there's like a package deal. So one makes a kinyan on the karke, and automatically the metaltalim become nikne to the kaina of the karke. That's kinyan agav. Mino hani mili. So the Gemara says, how do we know this? Oma cheskiya di omako. The pasuk says, "Vayiten lam aviyam matones," and the pasuk elaborates the matones he gave them. Im orei mitzures biyehude, together with orei mitzures biyehude. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Vitam aviyam bivnei Yehoshafat ksiv." The pasuk is speaking about the children of Yehoshafat Hamelech. And he gave, he had a lot of children, so he gave all of them matones, the seif and the kro, im orei mitzures biyehuda, together with the cities. So it seems they acquired these matones together with the cities, and this is the makar of kinyan agav. Now the Ritva asks Akash over here, how do you know it's kinyan agav? Maybe it's kinyan chotza. Maybe these matones were in these cities, and they were kind of chotzer. How do you know a new kinyan of agav? So the Ritva says, "Amoyr diketeretz." The Ritva says as follows: "Im orei metzures biYehuda means simultaneously with the kinyan of the orim, of the orim, they were kind of the matones. If it would work." Als kinyan chotzer, it would not be a simultaneous kinyan. It would have to be a split second after the koine, the orim. So since this is my ear, and this finds itself in my chotzer, so I'm koine, but it's not a simultaneous kinyan. And if it says, im orim mitzurei, so im means mamish together, so that's a ray that this is not kinyan chotzer, this is kinyan agav. That's what the Ritva says. Iboyelohu. Now the Gemara declares a shayla. Now this new kinyan of kinyan agav, Ba'inan tziburim, do we need that these metaltalim should be tzavo, they should be laying on the area of, on the kaka that is kaine, I like, or could these metaltalim be in a different place? Is it ma'akev and kinyan agav that the metaltalim should be lying on the kaka that he is kaine? Here again, the Ritva has a kasha, so it has to be lying, so why do I need kinyan agav already? So let it, so I have kinyan chot, so why do I need kinyan agav? So the Ritva wants to say a peretz, but it's in hilchis chotz, it would not be kaila chotz shein in mishtah meretz. So memeila is al chotz, so on that I need kinyan agav, or maybe kinyan agav bechlal does not require that the metaltalin should be lying on the kark. That's the Gemara Shail. Omar Rav Yosef Toshima. Rabbi Kiva Oimel, there's a Mishnah in Peir, Rabbi Kiva said, a multitude of halachas legabi karke kolshu, that a karke kolshu, a minute piece of karke, is chayeves bepeye, ubebikurim, velichtev ole a prusbul, you can write a prusbul, veliknois imo nechosin shein lamachayis. Rabbi Kiva says, for kinyan agav, you do not need a karke with a specific size, of a specific size, a karke kosho, you can be koine kinyan agav. So Rabbi Yosef says, v'im amrit be'inin tziburim, if you'll say that in kinyan agav it is necessary that the metaltalim have to be lying on the kalke, kosho lemaychozi, so why could you be koine? We're talking about a kalke kosho, a minute piece of karke, so what can you be koine? Which metalfon could you be koine that's laying on top of it? Tirgeme Rav Shmuel Barbisne Kamei de Rav Yosef, can she know it's Bamachat? He put a needle in this karke kosho. This needle is metalfon, so he's koine the needle. Agav the karke. Frag the Gemara, Omalei Rav Yosef, Kabaston. Your teretz brings me tzar. This is a teretz. I'm bringing you a ray. You don't need tzibur. You tell me you do need tzibur. He's talking about a needle. Ich bol tana lashmin and machat. That means like this. The tana is coming to tell us. Rabbi Kiva is coming to tell us halachas. That she's telling us, you know, a karka kosho, chayve bikurim, chayve pay. Fine. We'll see the chidushim of these halachas. Telling us chidushim taka. We will see in Taisus the chidushim of each one. But he's coming to tell us that, you know, if you want to be koina machat, you can be koina machat. I mean, Rabbi Kiva would come to tell us that's only negeya machat. That means something else. So he wants to tell you a Mishnah that you should know a karka koshu helps that if you want to be koina machat with agav, it's not mistava that's pshat in the Mishnah. There's on the side and the right side is a pshat kabaston kloima hafachta es b'nei meyai lahoki. Your teretz is nauseating. That's he said pshat na mishne. He's coming to tell us a psazay. That's what Bekiv is coming to tell us. If it's only negeya a machat. Amar Ravashi man leimel on the leitana bo magenise de shavya alfe zuzer. Man, you have to say that on top of this machat there's a magolius that's worth 1,000 zuz. We're speaking about big things over here, so you can be kind of this with a karke kosho. Let us see Rashi. Zekter Rashi tziburim boy. Sheyu oison metaltalin munochin ba'oisai karke ubevidoi loy garsino. Now Rashi says, it seems there was a girse that if a person has a karke kosho, you're chayev bevidoi maisa. Because by vidoi maisa, one says, Hadama Vorech es amchos Yisrael veso adomo asher nosato lonu. So when he says vidi, he says, we're thanking the Rabbeinu Shloilam, we're requesting from the Rabbeinu Shloilam, Vorech es amchos Yisrael abroche veso adomo asher nosato lonu, you should bench the adomo asher nos, which you gave us. So it seems he's speaking as a real estate owner. You should bless the Adoma, Hashem Nosat Olo, which you gave to us. So he has to own at least a minute amount of karka. So how much karka do you have to own? So the Kiva is saying, for me, the Mai said, it's enough, a kol shul, you don't have to own. So Rashi says, we're not going to this. This does not say at all in the Mishnah. Because by Vidui Maisa, it is not necessary at all to possess any karka. That's what Rashi says. But we the loygar sinin, the af mishain, the why, the af mishain loygar ke bisvadal ala maizris, the yoche loyme of vorech es amchas Yisrael, ves adoma asher nosat alonu is going on, the man shem shem vorech adoma which you gave to Klal Yisrael, does not necessarily mean that I have to personally own karka. I'm requesting the Rabban Shem should bench Eretz Yisrael, which was given to Klal Yisrael. The boy Lemay, there he's speaking the Kriya of Bikurim, he says Asher Nosat Ali, so he has to possess karka also. Asher Nosat Alonu is can be said without personally possessing any karka. If you have a karka kolshu, you can write a pruzbo. The Mrida Mesech is given. And Kaisman Pruzbul Bezdin will not write a Pruzba Ella la Karke. What does mean Ella Karke? Bim Yesh Karke Kosho la Loive. The Loive has to possess at least a Mashu of Karke. Kaisman Ella Pruzbul. Af Mif Chayv Godel. Even the Chayv is worth much more than the Karke. Vishuv Loi Mishtamet Shviz. The Ritikin Hilo Pruzbul Ashibot Karkois Tukun de Milve Hametsuyahi. So now Rashi explains what is pshat in this halacha. What is pshat in this halacha? Pshat in this halacha is that normally a person will not lend money to someone else if there's nothing that can guarantee the payment of the chayv. Now karkois are dvarim sheyesh machayis. We had the Rashi in the Mishnah said this. Karkois is something that someone can rely on that. Zadovar shel kayoma, that if the chayv will not be paid up, he'll be able to be given from the karka. A person who does not possess any karka, so then normally a person will not lend him money. So how can I assure myself that I'll get back the money? Doesn't have any karka. Now, if a person has karka ready, so that already was a loy pluk. That means Chazal didn't say we have to see if your karka is worth the value of the chayv, if not worth the value of the chayv. That Chazal did not go into these particulars. But they said that the takona of Pruzbul that Hillel made, that Shemitah is not Meshamet the chayv, if right, the Pruzbul, the takona was only made for halvois, which are motzi, which will occur, a halvo, which is not shchiach to occur. In other words, to lend money to someone who there's no way of guaranteeing that the chayv will be paid up. That's a milve shayne metzuya, and they never made this takon. Agavuchid is a beautiful kasha from Ramesha. Zechayne levracha, Ramesha asks in the Ha'oris, the halacha is that what is if the loiva doesn't have any karka? You lent the loiva karka 5 years ago. You didn't pay up yet. Now it's coming right before Shemitah. So there's a problem. It doesn't have any karka. So it's brought down that you mizake him karka. The best will be mizake him karka. That if the malva has karka, so we're zeiche for the loive a shtikel karka, and then we write the pruzbul. So let's picture this: when he comes to Bezin to write the pruzbul, pruzbul gives him a questionnaire. Does your loive have karka? He fills it out. No. So then the next question, well, if you answered no on the previous question, so then we'll be zeichet from you a karke, you should be makin him a karke. That's how it works. If the whole concept of karke is, because it has to be a milve mitzuya, the whole takana was, if this is a normal milve, not a milve which will rarely occur, between you and me, this halva was made 5 years ago. He didn't have any karka then, and this guy lent him the money. So this was a very unshriachdike milve. So what do you accomplish? But before we'll write the principle, we'll give him some karka. If the purpose of karka is to make it a milve mitzuya, then you should need karka b'shas the halva, not to be a quiet karka later. That will never make it a milve mitzuya. That's Ramesh's kasha. So the Gemara says, "Lamai chazi kama metaltalim yitzba bo." What could you put on the karka koshu? Moshe shenotz bo machat. He stuck in a needle. Vayisay machat ayemoychel ayim a karka. So he's told him. Rabbi Yisem told him, "Kabaston tziatoni." Ve'ich boltano hutzrich tana litroyech lashmiye kinyone machtin. He wants to tell us, you know, I have an eitza, how you can be kinda a needle is if you have a karke kosho. So the Moran said, no, we're speaking about that there was a magolis on top of the needle. Agavuche, I'd just like to mention a shikol ha'ore. There was a magolis on top of the needle. Now, it seems Chazal understood that a karka kosho means kosho. Means mamish. Like the head of a pin can fit on it. Now, this magolis, mistoma, is a little bit larger than the head of a pin. So l'chayre, the magolis is not, if you need tziburin, I mean, the Ravashi said, don't worry, we're talking about, he wants to be maknim, an earring that so the pin of the is stuck in the earth, but it's a golden earring with a dust, with a magolis dust. But lechayre, it's not ziburim anymore. It's only the pin is sovor on the karke koshu. The rest of the earring is overlaps, so it's right in not ziburim. So lechayre, the way we had mentioned a few days ago. Mentioned as well from the Meiri, you say Gufa Bosa Raglov Griri, that we have, how can you be kind of behemoth on four kalim? The behemoth is not completely on the kalim. So it could be in Hilchis Tziburim, perhaps we can say such a thing. If the Etzim Zach is stuck into a kark, even though it overlaps the kark, it could be there's no Chesaron of Tzibur. Zoktaisvis, kark kol shahu, Chayeves pepeye. Zektaisves birishalmi de meseches peye. Porich al hach mishne. You tell me a karke koshu is chaye pepeye. Frette yirishalmi atche leikotzo. Vechiev peye is after, you have to vechisikze. You have to first cut a chelik of the tzvue. And then this chal achiev peye. Frette yirishalmi. Actually, kotzro ain't a chayevus bepeye. Umishe kotzro ain't kan shir. Nothing is left over. You're talking about a karke koshu. So how do you have a concept of peye that which is left over is chayev bepeye? If it's a koshu. Umishani, so the Yerushalmi answers, tivster shaho yosham kona echot. There was one stalk growing, that was a thin stalk. Uboi chamisha shibailis, and there were 5 grains on this stalk. Say cut off, one shibailis. So now there's the concept of nesinas peye is left over. Mididachik loim again. So if the Yerushalmi, the only way the Yerushalmi could say pshat the Mishnah, is by saying, we're speaking about a one corner with 5 shibboleths in, mashma de b'choshu mamish chayeves bepeye. The koshu really means a koshu, a minute chelik. Not you take koshu with a grain of salt. It means mamish a koshu. chemash me besamuch, the dochik look me bemachat v'talibo magoyes. They're speaking about that that a needle was stuck in the earth. Vaistais kosho is a kosho. Ubeperik lo yachper muki lo bechita. Now, bikurim, yechai bikurim. So how could I kosho? Now, the bikurim have to grow on your karke. So what can grow on the karke kosho? So the Gemara says in lo yachper bechita. It's speaking about achita. Achita is also chai bikurim. You need 16 amas. A tree is yoinik 16 amas, so it has to grow from adoma shel nosatelis, and has to need the 16 amas of karka in order to be able to be koyre. So therefore, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, if it says a karka kosher is chai bebikurim, means that he grew a chitan, like we said before, speaking about there was one corner of chitan, there was and so the shibaylas of a chitan that grew out of this corner is chai bebikur. V'taime, so Tosfos asks, now, from Tosfos we had rayas that kosho means a kosho. It's, you don't take this with a grain of salt. Do chita nami yoinekes shloisha tvochim. A chita is yoinik 3 tvachim, a radius of 3 tvachim. Kedemuchach b'shmaite darugi b'perika b'kive. So how could a karke kolshu b'chai b'bikurim? You can never kolshu. A chita, just like the Gemara Baba Basra said, it can't be speaking about an ilam, because an ilam is yoinik 16 ames. It can't be speaking about a chita also, because a chita is also yoinik 3 tvachim at least. She need a kark of 3 tvachim, so that's not kosher. V'yesh leima. So Tosfos answers, afal gav di yinike ad shloisha tvachim. That's 100% true, that achite is yinik ad shloisha tvachim. Mikol mokim ein ike yinikosa elo kinegdoi. But the ike yinike is kinegdoi, right, opposite the where the chita starts growing. That's the ike yinike. Chiegav na ashken gabi ilon gufe. Afal gav shashroshim mispashtim chutz li yudvova. Mekedemuchach b'lo yachpe. By a tree alone, the shashroshim spread out more than 16 ames. Vlochi loiboye le yudvov ame. Dekachu ike yinikosa. The ike yinike is 16 amas. That's, you need 16 amas. And here the ike yanike is kenegdoi. Now, to understand a little what Pshat and Tosfos says, there's a ike yanike and there's another ike yanike. All we need is the ike yanike. I mean, I'd like to mention two rishonim that shed some light on what Tosfos is saying. And then I'd like to mention when it says Chedushei Rav Reuven or Priskei Rav al Rambam. The Tosfos HaRosh says Iker Yinikosa Shemakcheshes Es HaKarka. The Iker Yinike is Makchesh the Karka. That means it takes away from the Karka. The Karka gets used up. So now we know what the Tais Ike Yinike. Ike Yinike means that the Yinike that brings about the growth of this Chita takes away from the Karka. The Karka loses some nutrients because of this. It's Makrish the Karka. The later Yinike is not Makrish the Karka. So the Ritva says, V'su Leichoshiv Gazlin. Period. So now I'd like to mention the Yesod that's put on Chedushei Rav Reuven and Baba Basra, Simentes Oizdalad, and in Briskei Rav al Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Chav Dalad, Mehilchos Trumos, they both say a similar Yesod, which is built on whole sugyas of Gemara, which are not negeya to us, but the Etzim Yesod is negeya to us. They bring down as follows. that there are two halachas in Hilchis Havois Bikurim. There is one halacha that the Elon or whatever you're bringing Bikurim from has to grow from his Adama. It has to be yours. If it's not yours, it says Adama Shana Satali. It has to come from your Kalk. Le'idach Giso, we find that Yehoshua made takonis that the roots travel into someone else's kalke and they're not makbid, that one should, because of bikurim, it's able to bring bikurim. So they're mavaya, they're pshadu, but it's not yours. I give you a right. They're speaking about they have rights to use Yenim's karka, but it's not yours. So they say there are two halachas in Hilchis Bikurim. There's one halacha that the Yenike has to come from Admoscha. You have to have there's a chalik that has to come from your karka. I have permission to use Yenim's karka, that's not called Adom Hashem Asatoli. It has to be Admoscha. But then there's another din. There's a din, if there's a Yenike that is stealing, I'm taking away Shaloi Bershus from others, that's a Psul and Havos Bikurim. That means it doesn't have to be mine, but it can't be Gozel. So that was the accomplishment of Yeshua made that it shouldn't be Gozel. Also, Kaponim, there are two dinim. So it could be, this is Pshat in our Taisvis. Our Taisvis, we had mentioned the Taisvis Arosh says, the Ike Yenike is the Yenike that's Makrish the Karke. And then, that's Kenegdoi. The other Yenike that there's three Tvachim is not Makrish the Karke, so it's not Gezel. So that means, Alts the Din of Atmoscha I have, that's Kenegdoi. If the other Chalik would be Makrish the Karke, so then there'd be a problem that there's a Yenika of Gezel in this Kaget, and not Alts the Din of Adama Shana Satali, but there's a Yenika of Gezel. So that Taisvis is saying, since it's not an Ike Yenika, and the Taisaros says, so it's not Makrish the Karke, so the Ritva says, so there's no Shail of Gezel, so therefore there's no problem. Ubevidui. Perish bekuntres the loigar sinem bevidui. By myself, vidui myself, there's no such thing that a karke kosher is good. Daf mi shain loy karke misvada la maisa. Viacholoi mavoyeches amcha shisova sadoma ashenusatalon. Veloy domi le bikurim, the boy le meima shall no satoli. Bikurim, he has to say no satoli, so he has to have a bailus in the karke. By vidui maisa, you don't need a bailus in the karke. V'chein pe'irish ri, the ri agrees to Rashi, in essence, to loy garsinin ube vidui. The Mishnah doesn't say that a karke koshahu is, you, a karke koshahu is, the Mishnah does not say a karke koshahu is chayev bevidui. So I agree with Rashi in the girsa of the Mishnah, but v'loy mitam de Rashi. Rashi says, you know why the Mishnah is not speaking about vidui maisa? Because vidui maisa, it is not necessary at all to possess any karke. So the Rashi says, I'm sure that you have to possess karke. You have to possess karke, just like by Bikurim you have to possess karke, you have to possess karke by vidui maisa also. So what's the proof that we're not doiris in the Mishnah v'loy vidui maisa? El mishum de birushalmi porcha hamil segufe amal leitoni ubevidui. Now that's a Yerushalmi zakasha. The Yerushalmi asks, why doesn't the Mishnah speak about vidui maisa? So from the Yerushalmi you see two things. Number one, Rashi is right, it doesn't say in the Mishnah. But number two, Rashi is wrong. Rashi says, it doesn't say the Mishnah because there's no need to possess karka. From the Yerushalmi, it seems you have to possess karka. The Yerushalmi is so why didn't the Mishnah speak about Vidui Maisa? Alme mashme de loy gar sina loy. The gamashme misha ain loy karka. It avoid a lot of problems. Let us say the Gilsa of the Rishash ain misvade. Keep going, pay this lekuch. And the Rishash wants to put a girsa so the Tosus should stip. He says, so Tosus is saying, Tosus is amayda b'mitzvah tarashi. The girsa is correct, but the lumdus is not correct. That's what Tosus is saying. V'lichtoiv olea pruzbul. The omar b'mesech is gitten. En kaisen pruzba ala lakarke. Avol ametaltalim loy. Mivnei sheyochel achaloysam. Because the loiva can destroy all the security that the malva could rely on. Avom yesh lekarka kosher loiva kais nala pruzbul af mifchayv gadol v'shuv loisish metano shviyas v'chi then I'll help v'chi ain lekarka kais nala mishum milse de lo shviyas. That's like Rashi shemalvin laodon shein lekarka. That's a milse de lo shviyas to lend someone money who doesn't have karka. Milsa de la shriach le ovdu rabbonon takant. So that's Rashi's pshat. The Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, the Rabbeinu Tam says a different pshat, so Rav Moshe says, Rabbeinu Tam does not like this pshat, as we mentioned before, because if the whole purpose of possessing karka is to make it a milsa, a milva de shriach, you have to have it b'shas avon, not b'shas ksibis ha-pruzbo. It's a little too late then. And then the time is a case of Pruzbala la Karka, Mishum Deroi Ligvais Chayvai. Because the Malva has Karka, I'm sorry, the Loiva has Karka, that the Chayv could be Nigva from the Karka. I'd like to mention the Ritva says, the Bahachi Chashvinale Rabbonon Nogus Vo'imet. If he has Karka, so we consider Ki Ilu, the Choyv is Govoy already. That means, Chazal, if he has Karka, we consider Ki Ilu, the Choyv was paid up already. Mishum the Royal, since he has Karka with which to be goy for the chayv, is we consider like the chayv was paid up, so therefore this is not so against the concept of Shemitah. But he only has a minute amount of karka. The chayv was $100,000 and he has a karka that's worth 5 cents. So Chazi ligvais kol chayvay. Well, with this 5 cent karka, you can be gaiva the whole chayv. Ki hi de ketine da baye de ksubis peg misha yanosi de govoy va hada govoy. That they were gaiva and they were again gaiva. Now, I'd like to mention what the Gemara says in ksubis, and then I'd like to mention that it's Taisus is saying a very difficult teretz. The Gemara says in Ksubis as follows. There was a person who owed $100 and he had a karka $50. So the malva went, it was given from the Yerushim $50. Right. Now the Yerushim went and they wanted back this karka, so they were gave him $50. They got back the karka. So he got back to Kalka, so the Malva came, oh, one big over again to Kalka. So they came to Abaye. And Abaye said something very interesting. Abaye said as follows. You know, there's a mitzvah, the Yisayimim Lefroya Chayves Aliyah. It's a mitzvah. So we assume, Mustami wanted to do a mitzvah. Where's the Yidah doesn't want to do a mitzvah? So the $50 that you gave, his pshat is, you want to pay your father's chayv from these $50. So Be'emison, let's elaborate. Like this is a cloud. Shuma hodro lo'ilam. I think that's pshat nyan gemara. That means, let's speak about a lo'iv alone. I borrow money. I borrow money, the time comes to pay, I don't have any money. So the malva comes and takes away my cock. Now, 5 years later, I get money. So I come to the malva and I say, listen here, I borrowed money from you. This is no sale of cock over here. I borrowed money. I didn't have the money. Could take away the cock. Now I have money. Give me back the cock. So Chazal say, Shuma hodro loilam. Give back the cock and take the money. Because theoretically, he only owed you money, he didn't owe you a cock. Eh? So give back the cock. Fine. So there, Abaye said, when you're giving the money, and lechayre, that what the malve is mechuyif to give you back the cock, is if you say, I want to pay my father's chayv. I want a mitzvah yisoyimim lefroya chayv esavim. I want to pay up my father. No, not pay my father's chayv. It's not designed to bench. It's a yisayimim lefroya chayv esavim. So these $50 you gave is not your purchasing the cock back. You're paying up the chayv with your money. So then the cock goes back to you because, well, if you paid up the chayv, so I give you back the cock. But now I can mend the cock again for, if I owed me $100, I can mend the cock again. That means the shibud I have was never used up. But the Gemara says, what is the deal if they come over to the malve and they tell the malve, listen, I want to buy this cock. He sells it to them. Then it's finished. Then there's nothing what to talk about. So you were goyved, this was meshubit to you. You were goyved, finished, that's it. Now I want to buy back this kalka from you. Then you cannot at all be goyved the kalka from me. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara of Ketina Dabaye says such a yesod. If the money that is given to the malve is given to pay up the chayv, so then there's still a shibud on the kark. That's what the Gemara says. If the money was not given to pay up the chayv, it's just to repurchase the kark, then the shibud is finished. That's what it says in the Gemara. So what does Taisva say? So let's come to Taisva. Taisva says, or we'll say over the Losh Naritve, the that since it is possible to be goyve v'chayze v'goyve, so memela we consider like the whole chayv, the $100,000 chayv, it was nagus already. It was paid up. The chayv is a paid up chayv. There's not enough shmitah. How can you consider with ketina d'abaye keilu the chayv was paid up? The lomdis ketina d'abaye is a different lomdis in Gans. So this kasha, the Bichas Avram asks on Taisvis, he blibes by a kasha. So we'll also blibe with a kasha. That's the Gevara Baita. Tashma, so now we have to figure out, we have to be patient to Shaila. Is there a need of Tziburim? Is there not a need from Tziburim? Tashma, Omar Abeloza, Maise b'meduni echad. Meduni came from a certain place that's called Modai. Shoye b'Yerushalayim. Shoye le metaltlim ha. They had a lot of metaltlim. Ubikesh litnam b'maton. He wanted to give all these metaltlim b'maton. Omru loy, ein loy takone at sheyaknem al gabi kake. They said, listen, the only way you can be makne these metaltlim, he had a lot of metaltlim, you should be makne agav kake. Ma'ose, holach velokach beisela somach l'Yerushalayim. So one pshat Rashi says, we'll say this pshat, beisela, he bought a kalke the size of a sela, somach l'Yerushalayim, v'omar tzvoini, the northern side of this sela, is l'ploini, v'imoy meya tzoin u'meya chavius. And he wants to be makna to him. He wasn't interested in real estate over here. He needed an oifen of how to be makna He had may it sign the may chavis, and we'll see. Rashi has the kashas. Why didn't he make any chalipa? Why didn't they make mashiach? That thing wasn't way to speak about. But kaponim, for some reason, this was not. He was not capable of making mashiach and chalipa. So memeila. So he wanted that Yenna should have bekaina the tzoin and the chavis. So this was the Eitzah, so he bought a small minute karke, and he was makne him the karke, and agav this karke, he was makne him the meitzah mechavis. Umeis, and then he died. Vekimu es dvor, the Chamim said, that the maton is chal. Vi'amret be'inen siburim bo, vi'amret. So the Gemara asks, Yamrit be'inen tziburim bo, if Agav needs tziburim, be'isela le'bay chozi, so what can you put in a be'isela? So Mo says, from this maisa you can't prove anything. Misavris be'isela sela mamish, you think that this maisa means that he bought a karka that was the size of a sela? My cella, the nafish tuve. It was a tremendous karke. They put all the tzayin on it. But my kore lei cella, the koshik cella is a very rocky property. He bought this karke. He wasn't interested in real estate. He was interested in getting over the metalklum to his friend. That's what he was interested in. You see, he was on his deathbed already. So he wasn't interested in purchasing. So he was, say, he looked up and then he called up his real estate agent, tell me the cheapest karka I can find in Yerushalayim. So he told him, oh, there's a Iraqi karka no one wants to buy. Oh, it's a sale. How much is he selling it? So he went and purchased this karka. That's the story, but could be you need Sibur. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Maduni Moisei Mokim, Kedersiv Melech Modinech. Ain lecha takone lekamam porich laev leknida b'mishichay b'chalipen sheyaknim agabe karka. So they told him an eitzah, but like hoya like karka, he didn't have karka. But lokach like beisel echad galsina. Because alka daitach karka meloy roichiv sela, a karka the size of a sela shehu matbeya lishna achine sela mamish was a stone shehu gavoya v'chodut. That it was a tall stone that came to a point. She couldn't put any tzayin and chavis on top, but it was a very sharp, pointed stone. That was the whole karka. So Memela says, I don't need siburim. Shmo says, no, the kosher kisela. The eina was a very hard earth. Stony, the eina basriya, v'lok chabazel. So that's what was recorded, that he bought a beisela, means that's pshat. Let us go further. Toshma, the Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, a different maise. Maise ba'odam echot shecholo b'Yerushalayim. Now there was a maise that someone was sick. Ki Rabbi Eleza. That means this maise could be speaking about he was sick. Rabbi Eleza, like this, we have a klal. A seriously ill person, there's a klal divrei shrim rak echsuvim uchmesurim dami. That Chazal made a takona, a shrim ra does not have to make a maise kinyan. Whatever he says goes. That kioma vayei, they made a takona. So, the Rabbi Lazar doesn't hold of this takona. So, this maise could, according to Rabbi Lazar, this person could have been sick also. Others say that this person was not a shrimra, because if we'd been a shrimra, we wouldn't have a problem. He had a lot of metaltlan. He wanted to give him maton. So they told him, "Ein loy takona ad sheyiknem yaknem agam bikake." Ma osa? So what did he do? Holach the lokach beis roiva samachil l'Yerushalayim. So he purchased a mokim that's roi l'zriyas roiva hakav. Va'omar tefach al tefach l'ploini. But here he says klon this ma'aseh. He just gave a tefach al tefach. Ve'imoy, and together with this tefach al tefach, meya tzoin or meya chavyes. How was this? Umeis, and he died. Vekimu chachamim es tibor. So this is a recorded maise here. We can't say dreidler. that was speaking about Baisela means it was a big shetach, it was a rocky karka. It's a claw. It was he, this person had a predicament, and he chapped a rein and he gave him a tone. It was a tefach al tefach. Bi'amud bin in ziburin, tefach al tefach l'maychos. So the Gemara says, Ochib my skin l'dmei. Let me tell you something. We weren't speaking about that there was taka 100 sign. We're speaking about he it was money of 100 sign. Money of, he had accumulated a lot of money from sign and thus, and from the Chav Yishal Yayin, and he wanted to be makdim the money. Money, so you could have already, could have a gold matbeah, chveis, that's whatever it is, you can put it on the tefach al tefach, you can put money there, and that's what we're talking about over there. Could, it's not muchaf from this maise that you don't need seburim. We're speaking about money. Yeah. Okay, so you think, it says it's sign, and it says may it sign, may a chavis, comes with the money of sign. He says, Achinami, I'll prove to you. I'm not telling you Stamazaya Psa. That's Pshat. It has to be Pshat. Achinami Mistavra. The Salke Daitach, Meya Tsoin, Meya Chavis, Mamish, Liknino Nele Bechalipin. So why didn't make Chalipin? What's the problem over here? You have to go and purchase a Kalka, Mimachna, with that. Why didn't make Chalipin? You can be kind of Behema with Chalipin. You can be kind of Chavis, Shayotrin. He's the Teretz. You have to learn this maisa with a grain of salt. It wasn't meyat sign, it was money. Matvei is not mikne b'chalipe. So that was the problem. He had a gold coin that he wanted to be makne to him, and therefore that's why he gave it, that's why they had to make agav, they couldn't make chalipe. Frag the Gemara, I have another problem. I hear yes, Gemara, the kash, why didn't make chalipe? Good kash. Let me ask you a different kash. Why didn't Yenna make Mashiach on this gold coin? Why did he have to make this whole Eitzah of purchasing a karka, Samech Elushalayim? Let him take the coin. He wants to give him the coin. Let him take the coin. Well, let my lid make, Niknina Nele be Mashiach. Let him give him Mashiach. Elo. So what do you have to say? The lesser lemekabel matone. That this person that you wanted to give it to, was not around. He went to America. He went to the Macabre, the one he wants to give it to. We have to understand the predicament over here. This person was a wealthy person. He had 20 Yoshim who were just waiting to hear the good news that, and he wanted to give Labatai, wanted to give away the Matana to this person. And Yen is in America. So he had a problem over here. So the Mor says, "Amayel mezginin nelei b'mishich." Elo the lesser lemekabel matone. He wasn't around. He could make mishich. Achinami the lesser lemekabel matone. So it could be that it's talking about tzoin. Ayes takasha. Let's make chalipin. He wasn't around to make chalipin. Just like the way you said, it's speaking about a gold coin. So I'm asking, why didn't he make Mashiach? He told me, well, he was in America. Well, if he was in America, he couldn't make Chalipin either. Fine. So the Rishonim are going to have a big problem over here, that if the way you're saying that it's not, most it could be it's speaking about Tzayin. Why? It's speaking about Tzayin. Why did he make Chalipim? Because he was in America. So someone else make Chalipim for him. That the Rishonim are going to speak about, and we'll see big Chidushim. But Al Kaponim, for some reason the Gemara doesn't speak about this problem. So the Gemara asks a different question. V'nizbinu nelei agav acher. Frek the Gemara, he was in America. So let someone else make a Mashiach on this coin for him. What's the problem? He's in America. This is Zachlav Mishalei Befanov. So let someone make a Mashiach. Or not let him make a Mashiach on the tzoin. Whatever it is. Okay. So let's make a Mashiach. He says, Leisam Chadaite. You don't understand. This person was in a predicament. Sava Shamit V'Ochlo. To make a Mashiach, That means that they're going to be moshech the tzayin by them, they're making mashiach. Or the golden coin by them, there was no person he could trust over here. They'll be moshech by them, it's goodbye coin, goodbye tzayin. He didn't trust these people. So he had a problem. Savar shomet v'ochalu. So Memele, the whole Eitzah was with Agav. We just finished the Gemara, Ve'ela mai ein lo itakona. So the Gemara says, so what do you mean ein lo itakona? It is an Eitzah, that could make Mashiach. Ochikoma. Lamai de lo isomche daitai. Since these were people he couldn't trust, ein lo itakona, sheyaknem al gabi kalkeh.